Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Two Bros, One Flick. Andy and Sam here as always.
What's up?
We're going to talk about gravity today.
Yeah, Isaac Newton, he had an apple above his head.
Yeah.
And then like, I don't know, he sprung a boner and it shook the tree so much that it fell on his head.
He was humping that tree.
Yeah.
Isaac Newton, did I tell you about he also liked to shove shit into his eyeballs? And he wouldn't say... But this is
no,
true.
He didn't.
This is true. Isaac Newton.
And he's lying to you guys.
Isaac Newton would like to shove.
Are you lying to me right now?
Are you lying? Wait, did you just lie to me? No. So Isaac Newton would like stick shit into his eyeballs and be like, nope, can't see. Or like, oh, there's some colors coming. He'll
really?
Do that. Yeah, he would try to poke his eyeballs and see what happens next.
Oh, so like a Tim Botch fight yesterday.
Yeah.
He missed it. But yeah, he did the I don't know what the other guy's name was. But he did it twice, and like he did
yeah.
it, and it was like really bad because he went like into his second knuckle, in
yeah,
like middle
disgusting.
Finger knuckle into his eye.
Yeah,
and like he was out for like you know maybe like a minute, and then he was like, okay, I'm good, and he wanted to keep going, so they kept going, and then like literally 10 seconds after they started up again, he did it again.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
It was with the same hand too. Like he was going for like body kicks.
Uh-huh.
And he would just have his like left hand out, and he was striking
okay.
with his right leg. So,
sure,
you know.
Sure, sure, sure.
It's like a thing. They kind of teach you to do that so you maintain your balance
and
you
keep
can kind of prevent
yeah.
some stuff from getting through.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did it twice.
That's rough.
It's not good.
That's rough.
But Isaac Newton, he lived. He,
yeah.
He, lived
he was doing it to himself. That's the problem. Yeah. Yeah. I guess it makes sense. Like the only way I will know for sure is if I see it with my own eyes
exactly.
or not see it with my own eyes.
Exactly.
Precise.
What an idiot.
I know. And he's a
in
weird
some
guy.
Ways, in some ways, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he was a little smart.
Yep, yep, yep. I mean, just imagine walking into a door and there's a guy just probing his own eyeball. And he's like, nope.
Pretty normal.
Nope.
Pretty normal, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
so,
dude, so Bradley, I saw this
movie.
I saw this probably the week it came out.
Okay, yeah.
And when I went to go see it with my lady friend,
yeah.
We went at like a primetime show, like 9 o'clock
yeah.
3D.
You saw it regular 3D, right?
Regular 3D,
okay.
Not IMAX 3D.
Was it really busy then?
No, that's the thing. It was, but this is also, it was a home game here, right?
Oh, yeah. And,
but that
and
home game
it.
Was done.
Yeah.
But also, they're showing it on like 4 other screens.
Yeah.
Right? So I think they're doing one regular 2D, 2 3D, and then 1 3D IMAX.
And they well, yeah, one of the regular 3Ds is also in Spanish.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the subtitles in Espanol.
Yeah, I had subtitles in Spanish.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. That's, but you know, and I was worried for it because when I was watching, I was like, man, that's a great movie. How come no one is out? Because there were literally like 4 other people in that gigantic theater.
Yeah, which would make you concerned about like the profit margin
yes.
or the budget. But as of today is the 20th, and as of October 18th, the gross has been a little bit over $170 million. The budget for the movie is an estimated $100 million. So it's
doing well.
Yeah, at best.
I think it's going to do even better because, I mean, this is – I bet Rotten Tomatoes is going to pop out the stuff like in the next hour of the weekend box office report.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
and
so
– yeah, it's
number one again.
Yeah, it's probably going to be number one. I mean, I know it beat Captain Phillips and – what was the movie that came out this week?
Fifth Estate,
which is going to suck balls
well,
anyway.
It does suck balls, apparently.
Sorry, Benedict Cumberbatch. You're good in a lot of stuff, but you can't save – such a dumb premise, like
yeah. And Julian Assange's letter was actually very nice to him, but he's
oh yeah,
he,
but
he
he's
said,
just the actor.
Yeah, he's just yeah. like, hey, you know, I can't endorse you to do this, even though you're going to do a great job performing
yeah.
a terrible piece of shit role.
Yeah, it's not going to be very good.
Yeah.
It's also like super late, like after the fact.
Yeah, who gives a shit now?
Yeah. So yeah, it's gonna do good. And it's probably gonna keep doing good because there aren't that many movies out right now that have that kind of like there aren't really any space movies.
Oh, and I think it has to do a little bit with like
the fact that there are lots of explosions.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not a Michael Bay movie.
Well, that stuff goes well goes without saying.
Yeah.
But like if I was like, oh hey man, how was Captain Phillips? And he'd be like, oh it was good, dude. Do I have to see it in the theaters? Like no, just rent it when it comes out. It's
yeah.
a good movie. And this one is like, do you have a 3D screen the size of your garage? You know?
Yeah, you really
you
yeah.
have to watch it.
Yeah, Andy watched this in regular 3D. I watched this in IMAX 3D.
And you don't even like 3D, but how did
yeah,
you like
I
it?
I don't like 3D, but like I guess I like movies that are shot in 3D, and this was shot completely in 3D.
Yes.
It's not like Like, the first 3D movie I watched was Nightmare Before Christmas, which is sort of cool. Right. But you can tell, like, it's really obvious that it wasn't done in 3D.
Right.
They just kind of, like, added some stuff in post. But Gravity is all shot in 3D. It looks fantastic. And, like, you should see it in 3D if you can. Like, if you miss it. I mean, I'm not saying, like, the DVD Blu-ray sales are going to be shitty or it's going to be a bad experience. It's just, like, that much more kind of immersive in a really good way if you see it in 3D.
Yeah. I mean, I actually like this movie so much that I'm going to try not to spoil it.
Okay.
Just because, oh, I mean, you could spoil it all you want.
No, I won't spoil it then, because then they're listening to both of us.
That's true, I know, but maybe they can only blame you this time. Do you want to spoil it? I can spoil it with you.
Not really.
It's so good. I just don't, like, this was one of those things where it's,
I
like...
I mean, you don't really have to spoil it with this movie, because there's not a lot in the arc of the story. Like, have you seen the trailer? They're in space.
That's it.
And then stuff happens, and things blow up. That's the movie.
I guess my highlight, my absolute highlight was the arc of George Clooney.
Oh, okay.
In the movie in general.
Okay. He did a great job.
The pacing of it,
yeah,
I felt was amazing.
Yeah.
But that was my ultimate highlight. I know I jumped the gun right there and told you about it, but do you want to tell me about your highlight, and then we can talk a little bit more?
I might have a hard time choosing a highlight because I liked all of the movie.
Yeah, let's pick something you liked in general. So, like, mine was the arc.
Well, in general, like, the way that they shot the film and the way... Like, I really liked the way that... Alfonso Cuarón, who did Children of Men,
great
Children
movie,
Men,
which I love. Great movie.
The way that he's using sci-fi is the way I would like directors to use sci-fi. Because, like, yeah, you have, like, George Lucas, who spends lots and lots of money on adding effects and post-effects and, like, a bunch of 3D into his films.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, like, it's not really anything that's additive. It's all kind of, like, gimmicky.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the 3D stuff that he added in post to the original trilogy.
Oh, yeah,
it's, like, really awkward in the Blu-rays. And it just looks really weird. But in this movie, everything is CGI. Like, I think a lot of people were, like, kind of half... seriously and half jokingly asking Alfonso Cuarón, so what was it like to film in space?
Because
it's really, really believable. They get the physics down really, really pat, like a lot of it.
Yeah.
There's some sciencey things that I'll get into. That's my nitpicky stuff.
Yeah.
But like just the way that it was directed and then the way that he created a world where the physics were so believable and the like just kind of the way that everything worked out with how they treat gravity and the lack thereof.
Yeah.
To make it really believable and good. That was my highlight, I guess.
Yes. Yes. Jeremy, don't run away from us.
Jeremy, come back.
Come back. Come back, Jeremy. Yeah, we can get your mic on. We just turn it on.
Yeah,
right
it's
just right grab us. You know, I'll move your seat. Jeremy's coming, guys.
Yay.
He's here.
We're trying not to spoil it, so we haven't.
We're
said
trying
anything.
Not to, because I mean, for that's one of the cooler things that I think about is like for 90 minutes, everything is kind of important in the sense that the things are moving so fast.
Yeah. A lot of stuff gets thrown in, and like it just feels like a fast movie.
Yeah, yeah. And we started talking about
highlights.
Highlights.
So
like
what was
in
your
general,
highlight
what was
in
your
general.
What do you like about the movie in general? And then we're gonna do a specific. What's your favorite scene?
Yeah.
I kind of do like the close ups of the reactions.
Oh, yeah, that's
was
really good too.
Occurring
that yeah,
at cool. the right exact moment.
Sure.
Yeah, that's really good. It's also good because it gives you a really good sense of depth of field. Like, you get a really good sense of the space they're in, you know?
The direct or the directing of that, of those scenes when they're, I guess, they're floating by themselves.
Yeah. When Sandra Bullock goes untethered?
Basically.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. I think that, like, when she
right
goes
from
untethered.
The get-go,
yeah, and when she goes untethered, that's not spoiling anything. It's in the trailer. When she goes untethered, like, that is probably more. Like disturbing and startling than in like 2001 when the guy just like shoots out.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true.
He flies out of the fucking ship. but when it happens to Sandy, that's great. Yeah,
yeah. I was thinking like also in general. I know I did too. I'm cheating, right? My first one, Jeremy, was the arc of George Clooney in the movie. I thought that was
cool.
Well done. I also thought
he's a comedic relief.
When you're watching,
did people not understand he's being jokey? Because like no one was laughing.
Yeah, I think, granted, I when think I saw people it, were so unsettled by what was going on.
I should
on.
Also
yeah.
say, when I saw it like at 11 in the morning, uh-huh. and there were only like 10 other people. So if yeah, they yeah. were laughing, I wouldn't be able to hear them. But like, was it like,
the playful banter? Was
he supposed to be like jokey?
It's chuckles, but yeah. at the same time, like, oh my God, you're getting smaller and smaller. He's like, don't worry, I'm just here to make jokes. Yeah. You know, and she's like, ah! like spinning around,
and he's
right?
like, and he's like, why did the turtle cross the road?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's why they wanted Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. at first, because
I would think too much Iron Man when he does those quips, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah that would make it more obvious. Oh, that is joking, true, but is, yeah. I think that would have took away from the movie. So.
Yeah,
yeah.
George Clooney's like, as she's flying away, he's like, let me take you on a spin, yeah. uncontrollably, yeah. zinger.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
yeah, yeah. He's fantastic. My other general thing was. The sense of unease you have basically through the whole movie, I think.
Yeah, I can't remember feeling kind of tense like that in a movie in a long time.
Oh, yeah, and especially since at one point you're like, oh, my God, I'm in this wide expanse of space.
Yeah.
And then if you go to Jeremy's point, when you go up close up, you're also, like, up and, like, claustrophobic at the same time. You're never feeling, like, comfortable. You're always way too close, way too clustered.
Or that, like, when you go inside and then, like, you go and peer out from their eyes see, like, right. just the, like, the blurriness of the helmet.
Yeah, yeah,
your focal point is somewhere far away.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah. It's, like, way... It's a great...
It's very... Yeah.
I do directed, like the scenes directed. From, yeah, far away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From their point of view.
Exactly, right? And, like... Oh, especially, like, when you see, like, that wide shot and then, like, the debris, right?
Oh, yeah, speaking of the debris... I guess my other general thing, I guess I'll have two because I love this movie, is just the way that they handle the sound. Because, like, it wasn't anything like an Armageddon. Whenever they blow up the asteroid, it makes, like, a big, huge noise. And
is that
like,
noise Aerosmith?
Yeah.
it's Michael Bay being goofy.
Michael Bay, yeah.
yeah they for some reason, they're the first spacesuits to have, like, external audio sources for no reason. Uh-huh. But, like, it handled it really well because, like, Even in the trailer, because I'll just limited to that. Whenever things are going crazy and haywire, like you don't like the you'll hear the music, which is good because it gives the effect of something, you know, really big, catastrophic or devastating happening. But you don't actually hear like the explosions or anything else because there's no sound in space. Like you can barely it's like just like audible like crunchling
in space.
Yeah,
no one can hear you scream. Fart.
Or fart.
Hey, I would love it.
Scream while you fart.
Scream while you fart. Fart while you scream. You know what? That's what they should have done when George Clooney is like, hey, we need to get some gas in my jetpack. Sandra Bullock's like, I just ate some Chipotle, motherfucker. Hold on to me in this tether.
That Indian guy gave me some of his lunch.
I'll toot away. Thanks for the samosas.
It's probably happening and we didn't even know it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to see a 3D so cloud subtle. Come out of someone's butt. That'd be nice.
Paranormal.
A little
paranormal.
But let's talk specific scenes.
Okay, you go first, Andy.
Okay, I'll go first.
How can you do specific scenes without spoiling? Should we do a spoiler?
True. That is a good point. Maybe. How are we going to do this in an intelligent fashion?
I like the part where that thing happened and that guy was there.
Okay, so they're in space. Actually, I'm going to say the same thing where it was right from the get-go. Oh, fuck. I can't say it without spoiling. You're right.
Yeah, you can't say favorite scene without spoiling.
Should we spoil it, Jeremy? Should we spoil it, Jeremy?
Yeah, should say
Everyone,
if
you don't want to be spoiled at this point, you should stop listening.
Stop listening.
Because we're going to begin spoilers now.
But in general, if you're going to cut out listening now, boys, would you recommend it?
Fuck
generally?
Yes. Watch it right now. Go right now.
Watch it in 3D at least. Perhaps IMAX, you have it around.
Yeah, IMAX and 3D, definitely you have it around.
And then 3D if you don't have IMAX.
And if this is like way later in the future and for some reason you're still listening to this, like 5 years after, go put on your like NVIDIA 3D physics glasses and watch it on your
TV. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Watch it on your 4K TV that costs like $300 by that point. Anyway.
Okay, so spoilers now. So I think with the first debris bit, like, you know, like kind of like the first impact where things go awry. Yeah. That one was really good, right? Yeah. But that one, you don't get a sense of
how much carnage they can
cause. I mean, you see the carnage right there. But when the second wave comes, that's when you're like, oh, shit. you know it's going to happen. Like, you know, okay, it's going to come around again. That's why they're trying to get to where they are, right? Yeah. But when you see all that shit coming in like a barrage of debris, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And this time you already know that she's way alone, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's when you're just like, I was on the edge of my seat like, yeah. This is, let's see this happening, right? Yeah. I thought that was.
You're like, I want to see that onslaught. Hot searing like
yeah.
steel go right through
and
her
even
face.
Even the third one, the third impact was cool too. But I think the second one was like, yeah, this thing is never going to go away. And it was like.
Was the awesome second show. One when she was in the ISS?
Yeah, she's trying to get into the ISS. Is okay. that how? Is that the second?
Yeah,
the
yeah,
second
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. When
she's like fighting to get in there. Yeah. And then that's how it like it catches fire. Because
George Clooney's joking in the background.
Yeah. He's just like, you know, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Making
silly jokes.
Yeah, so I don't think I have a. Yeah, that's my favorite scene. Do we want to even bother with scenes we didn't like? I don't think I can have one without making like a nitpicky.
Yeah, well, the scenes that
actually I do
I
have.
Could
a,
say
I'm gonna
a
say,
scene
which is also like. My general low light. It also has to deal with Sandra Bullock. Let's talk about that too. But we'll okay. do. Everyone talks about their favorite scene. Let's do it like that.
Okay, my favorite scene is probably like the very end.
Oh, okay.
I just like the very end a lot because so Children of Men.
Children
like at the end of Children of Men, Clive Owen doesn't really have happy times after. Like he basically dies at the end. So I wasn't sure if he was gonna kill Sandra Bullock at reentry,
uh-huh.
and then like she starts to drown, and then
oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
she you know survives the drowning and stuff,
uh-huh.
and then she gets on land and then she has some trouble walking. But like I like the end for reasons that I'll go into later, which is more about like the theme of the movie.
Because mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some of the sciencey stuff I'll talk about that's nitpicky is. Like counteracted, like kind of balanced by what I think the theme of the movie was trying to be.
Oh yeah, okay, so, cool. So that was your highlight.
Yeah, the end it was really cool.
Where she hits, it was shot well from the water and then getting
out
of the beach. Yeah, but you know, part of that actually my scene before my low light scene is actually right before that scene. But let's hear your highlight.
Oh, is it the? Oh yeah, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I guess my highlight would be the first meteor
impact.
Where. I guess the first, like, even 20 minutes
that was fantastic.
Of the movie
yeah, that was
where
cool.
she's, where Sandra
she's
Bullock, I guess, gets
stuff.
Disconnected
uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
is,
and she's flinging out.
Yeah, she has no control over anything.
And she's hyperventilating.
Like, hey, bro,
yeah.
I need to hear your voice.
Right. And on top of that, I do like the scene that was kind of low-key with just them tethered together going from the first space station to the second space station.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and their
ISS?
Banter.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was cool.
That was, like, the only... kind of lull you get right where it's just like
oh when she talks about her daughter for the first time
yeah,
the
first
yeah that's time. The only time you actually get to know either of the characters because apart from that that little set of scenes like uh-huh. nothing you don't know anything about Sandra Bullock other than that she's supposed to be really smart and they're obviously smart because they're astronauts
yeah
and that scene's just instrumental to the movie
yeah. Well, that's so much of the movie. So much of there's a lot of, there's not a lot of filler, I would say.
There's barely any real dialogue.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost, you just got to keep it going.
Yeah.
But, that's a great scene.
Take
the first scene. Is you get kicked in the teeth right away.
Yeah.
Just with this stuff.
Yeah. Take notes, Nicholas Winding Refn.
yeah.
I do like George Clooney's Mardi Gras.
Well, the Mardi Gras story was good.
Yeah. His stories, all of his stories are good. They're just silly stories.
I thought it was it was good.
Yeah.
Now we can get into the nitpicky things. What about things you didn't like in general? And if you have a scene that you didn't like, we can talk about that.
Okay.
So do you want me to go first? What do you think about your...
Oh, no, I know my stuff.
Okay, so let's hear it.
Oh, okay. So my things I didn't like in general, mm-hmm. there's like a bunch of like sciencey things that they got wrong.
Uh-huh.
And like they're kind of big sciencey things. So like in the movie, it starts off like, I think it's Discovery at that point, is just doing some work on Hubble Space Telescope, which is fine. That happens once in a while, whatever. So they're doing that. But then like everything goes haywire because there was like a satellite that Russia... Like, Russia exploded one of their own satellites. That's a common practice. A lot of countries do that just because they're outdated and they need the airspace for a newer satellite. Or they just want to take it down because it's interfering, like the frequencies one satellite setting out might be interfering with like a newer satellite.
Right.
So they'll just blow it down. Not a big deal. That happens relatively often. I think China did it first in like the 80s, and then we did it like a week later, and we're like, haha, we could do it too, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's a common thing, and it will never create the circumstances that they experienced. Like, right. There's no possible set of chain reactions unless it was like, let's blow up all of our satellites, everyone, all at once.
It has to be like a very, very big satellite.
Yeah. Plus, those satellites orbit like a lot farther out than either the
Space Station,
Discovery,
right?
Hubble, ISS, the Chinese station. Mm-hmm. Like, none of those are even close. So even if they did all explode, the debris would be really far away from them. Two, there's no point in space where you would be able to just kind of see the Chinese station, the ISS, and the Discovery at the same time. They're on completely different like degree trajectories around. Like, their orbits are really, really far apart. So there would never be a situation where you would see all three of them, mm-hmm. let alone be like, oh, dude, let's just go to the Chinese one. It's right there.
Right, right, right.
The backpack thingy that George Clooney had, mm-hmm. that's something from the 80s. They don't use that anymore. Mm-hmm. They haven't used it forever because it's kind of dangerous. And it doesn't have, like, he's using it a lot.
Yeah.
Because he starts out, like, zipping around, like, all goofy.
Yeah,
and fun.
Like, he's the master of this jetpack.
And then, like, he saves Sandra Bullock, and then, like, he does other shit with it. You can't do that in those things in real life. Like,
gotcha.
They totally suck. Also, the pack that Sandra Bullock has on her back is able to it has like there's some boost in all of them now. It's called a saver unit. I can't remember what the acronym stands for,
but trying to like float you back in the
it has the same ability as like his cool zippy suit.
Yeah
And then what was the other thing? Oh yeah, whenever Sandra Bullock like took her spacesuit off, she's just like in her jammies, which, you know,
she
hot.
Looks good.
Yeah, yep. I'm not really complaining that she
that
looked
was
hot.
The point.
Did they CGI her buns, or do her buns always look like that?
I don't know.
Like two pieces of hot French bread.
We should ask Alfonso Cuarón. Like how much CGI did you use on Sandra Bullock? Probably not a lot.
I don't know. I saw
she
her.
Looks pretty great.
I saw her in another movie where she's wearing Spanx and she did not look half as good.
Oh,
yeah,
sad.
But hey, those 3D buns.
Hey, she's like 48 or 49, so she's older, but she looks great. Yeah.
She's pretty old.
Yeah, interesting.
But when she took that off, usually they're all wearing like a long johns kind of system.
Yeah,
it's like a little bodysuit that it's almost like the like cold gear or heat gear that Under Armour sells.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Kind of like a skin tight suit that they wear, which would have been equally as sexy. Maybe, I don't know. Probably not, because if it was being realistic, it would be super sweaty and gross.
But, yeah, I mean, she was under some super like stress. Like,
they're moving around a lot, and some of the other suit stuff, like their hands can't really grip the way that they were gripping on the shit. Like, it's really hard to move your digits.
Right,
they could move it pretty easy, but like that doesn't really detract anything from the movie. All of those things, it's kind of necessary, but it also kind of goes into what I think the theme of the movie is. That's not completely associated, but I'll talk about that later. But yeah, those are my nitpicky things.
Okay,
it's just like a bunch of like kind of science fuck ups that don't really.
I would have to say
anything for the movie.
And you would agree with this
they
too.
Don't,
just
they don't
like
diminish the movie.
You already assume when you watch this, there's going to be some sort of like not pseudoscience, but lack of science stuff.
Yeah.
Just because you need the movie to keep on going.
Yeah,
they need, and it's supposed to be just science fiction.
It's
not meant to be.
And is
completely
it borderline set in the future?
I think it's set like actually like a couple of years ago if they're using Discovery. Because we don't have any more spacecraft like that.
They
never say. That's the thing. I was just wondering.
Well, all of the technology could be present day.
Yeah, I was saying that too. I was just wondering about like.
It might have been present day because I'm just basing this on George Clooney's Mardi Gras story.
Yeah,
okay.
What would see Spitz be in the 80s? I think
the Mardi Gras story.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like. It could be a present day thing.
So it could have been pretty close.
I think
it could be a
couple
years.
You know, it's like, well, fuck me. They closed down the shuttle program. We'll still make this fucking movie.
Yeah.
Right. My nitpick isn't about the science thing. It's about Sandra Bullock.
Hey, she's great.
Okay, you're lying. You know, it's not it.
Hey, she's
you don't
she's
even
great
you don't really like Sandra Bullock either.
No, yeah, I don't really like Sandra Bullock. But I thought she was great in this. I think like
when I heard the alternatives,
The alternatives include like Natalie Portman. Yeah, sure.
Natalie Portman would have
been
fantastic.
Natalie Portman
is in
great.
The movie, it would be a substantively different movie, probably.
That's true.
Like, her character would be completely different.
I think they could have done the same character.
The other one was also maybe Jodie Foster, which I would have still preferred over Sandra Bullock. Oh,
because she did Contact?
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Her character walks right out of Contact into Gravity.
From Safe House.
Yeah.
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 Okay, so it's Sandra Bullock, and it doesn't really bother me a lot until the scene where,
at the very end,
right before when she's like, making reentry.
Yeah, it's right before reentry,
and she's doing her little Sandra Bullock spiel
for this reason. Yeah,
yeah, it's like when she's doing the spiel, you know, about like, oh, you know, mommy's coming home. Oh my God,
yeah, that was
that was a bad scene. Be brave. That was just a bad scene.
Yeah, that was pretty hokey.
That's the only problem.
That's like a stereotypical Sandra Bullock scene.
That's why I was
like,
if she
hadn't done that, I would have been like, yeah, she was great, and I don't think people can
when
really
she did that. I was thinking about a lot of other movies that I've seen her do the same thing.
Yeah,
like, you know, come on, let's do
very,
you know,
very overly sentimental, kind of unnecessary.
And maybe really that's hokey. Part of like their Cuarón is Spanish, is he not, or is he Mexican?
I think he's Mexican.
Maybe that's like some Mexican melodrama that they want to put in there, or to make it a mainstream movie.
It is to make a mainstream because people like that. The general audience would like.
Well, I mean, like,
yeah, that's true.
I mean,
but it just is so. I felt like that scene was so out of place.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense with how cerebral intelligent she's supposed to be.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think it goes into a theme of like, I'll talk about my theme that I thought about it, but like the reentry to Earth is almost like her actually getting back into the swing of things in life in general.
Okay, yeah.
Cuz when George Clooney comes up and talks to her, is like, you can hide up here all you want. It's a really surface level theme.
You mean Ghost Clooney?
Right? One guy got really confused in my movie theater viewing. He was
like,
what? I thought he died.
Everyone in my theater was like, whoa, he's alive.
It's like, guys, he opened up the door.
Yeah. If you don't, since we're spoiling it, what happens is like about a little bit over halfway through the movie, they get caught out in some weird place. And George Clooney's like, I'm pulling you away, and I don't want to kill you.
It was before the halfway point George Clooney died.
It was
20 minutes.
You're right.
George Clooney, that's why I loved it. It's like, and that's like the ultimate sense of loss. This is my favorite general thing. The ultimate sense of loss is because everyone expects him to be there. Everyone in the audience expects him to be like two guys going to the space station.
It's like a buddy cop
movie. That's what the trailer is.
Exactly, right? And then 20 minutes in, George Clooney's like, hey, I gotta let you go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's also
really good because there's nothing. It's a really good sense of loss apart from just George Clooney being on.
Yeah.
It's a really good sense of loss because there's nothing she could do to prevent it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because
he's
completely in control of it. And he's like, I'm going to just sacrifice myself. You can't do anything about this later.
Clip. He's like, I'll talk to you and then whatever. But that's when not only Sandra Bullock, but the audience is like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
We lost the only guy that's guiding us through space, guys.
It's like, got the only guy who buffers the badness of Sandra Bullock.
She's not bad. She's fine, except that very last part.
Different scene from Sandra Bullock.
Is that when she's like hitting
It is when she gives up.
And when she gives up, yeah.
Her facial expressions just weren't believable.
Oh, she kind of smiled, right?
Yeah.
Well, she's also like, feels good. Like, you know, it's like.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm just giving up. I'm going to sleep
now. She has like a really complacent look on her face. Yeah.
Like, she's at peace. And I'd be like, you have been crazy. For like the last 45 minutes.
Why were you trying so hard? And then now you're at peace.
Yeah.
Well, because
she's like, I'm going to be with you, babe.
She assumed that she couldn't do anything else. So like, I guess, that's all it was. That's why George Clooney, ghost George Clooney.
Well, yeah. I honestly was like, by the time that thing hit, I was like, oh shit, I didn't know the end of this movie. The time flies when you're having fun. I thought she was going to die in the fucking space. Like, it wasn't the Soyuz, but it was like a...
That was the Shenzhen or something.
Yeah, it was like that. Yeah. But that was the start that worried me. You're right, Jeremy. Because that's when I was like, okay, like Sandra Bullock should do less talking and more running away. Right?
Yeah, sure.
Because so I'm glad you talked about that. Because that was...
I didn't think that was as bad. It was kind of annoying, but like,
The reentry scene really bothered me, though.
Yeah, that was really cheese.
Yeah, that was the only problem.
I gave her the complacent thing, listening to like that dude and his dog howl on the ham radio.
Oh, sure.
As her just like her, I mean, she's running
like
low on
down.
Oxygen. So like her brain function is kind of petering out and she's going to go unconscious. So it's just like her being silly is like the same as taking a bunch of laughing gas or something.
Like her right. being regular.
Yeah.
The target.
The re-entry thing was
she's
the only
a millionaire.
Thing. She is. The only thing I thought. Just, okay, so even if it wasn't. I think part of the reason. So it was Sandra Bullock, and I think part of the reason why it was so bad to me was because. It was just so out of place with the movie as a whole.
It does seem pretty random,
right?
Like just the reentry.
Yeah,
like
yeah the just re-entry the reentry part. I can really see random. You having like a come to Jesus moment.
Yeah,
when you're, you know, don't know if you're gonna burn up on the way back down.
Yeah,
right. But the whole thing, like that was, you know, what's the difference between that and an Armageddon scene?
Yeah,
know?
there's not a lot of that's yeah, the only just problem. That one part when they're floating back in.
Yeah,
was really,
granted, it's
really
probably
cheesy.
Like 5 minutes.
It's probably like. 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like 3.
Wasn't that long.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she lands and that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, I like how they, she wasn't out of the woods yet
when
she landed. I mean, she did something really stupid.
Yeah, she did do something stupid.
That's what I was like. I got angry when she did that.
Yeah, I did too because I was like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
There's like a hatch
there. People
are
coming for you
too. There's a hatch there you're supposed to open up and get out of like a normal person.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was – okay, so we have 2 Sandra Bullock scenes that bothered us, which really are big, big scenes.
They are. They're huge scenes.
When shit's not going down, it's just quiet space, Sandra Bullock sitting mm-hmm. there trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I really do like – and when George Clooney came back, it was kind of nice because it's like at least you get him to come back.
Uh-huh. At least you get – to look like, at someone.
Yeah, at least like, at someone who's actually like the guide.
Yeah,
it was good.
It's a guide.
Yeah, sure. I was thinking, what do you think, if this thing were to get an Oscar, what would it be for? Other than best special effects.
Best directing, probably.
I'm going to go with directing. I don't think it could. I don't think it could get
best picture
get
because.
Best picture.
I think it can.
It can? You think? I haven't seen Captain Phillips
historically,
yet.
Historically, no, I think this would get a
you're thinking,
Captain well, Phillips.
Yeah,
I haven't seen Captain Phillips.
No, Tom Hanks doesn't need any more fucking Oscars. That's what they're
Captain
saying.
Phillips
Tom
got,
Hanks might win.
Because
that's
I heard
what
he
I'm
doesn't
thinking.
Need any more.
I haven't
Shut
watched
up, Jeremy.
Yeah, we need to go see it this
yeah,
weekend.
Yeah, we should go see it.
We're going to go see it this weekend.
No, we're not.
Captain Phillips is going to be good.
Yeah. I can see Tom Hanks winning another Oscar.
I could see, too. Yeah. It's because he hasn't won one in a long time.
I just hope Sandra Bullock does not win
not
for
win.
Gravity,
yeah,
which
really
I think
gravity.
Is possible.
She
really
it is
she
possible,
shouldn't.
Considering the fact that Anne Hathaway got best...
supporting actress?
No, I thought it was best...
No, it was supporting.
Best, it was best supporting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and she... It was fine. Well,
I
was recently
her
just
views.
Watched
Les
Mis.
Did she get that for Fantine, right? Or... it was Fantine.
Yeah. Yeah. She did a good job.
Yeah. Cassette.
And she was in it longer than people made it seem like.
Oh, yeah.
I just watched
like, people
it.
Say it was like 5 minutes.
It was
she
longer.
Was in longer. Like, I would say she's the first act of the movie.
Right.
Yeah. I still haven't seen it, but I know.
And it's
a book,
long movie.
Mm-hmm. In the book, she's
it's a very
only
long
in
movie.
For like the first third of it.
It also makes sense. It's proportional, too.
It's proportional.
I don't know. I just hope she doesn't. I hope she doesn't win Best Actress. Because
yeah,
it's
I hope
not
she
good.
Doesn't.
It's not good. I mean, she already won for The Blind Side, right?
Yeah.
And she shouldn't have won for that.
Really? No. Yeah.
Where would black people be without the kindness of good old white folk?
Seriously. Fucking racist right. shit.
Yeah.
Racist or fact, The Blind Side. It's
yeah.
racist.
Like, I could see many other actresses doing that part.
In a better way.
Mm-hmm. For, in The Blind Side?
Yeah,
or
in The Blind Side.
Okay. Well, same thing with this.
Well, same.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I think there. I mean, I think there are actresses that could have done a cooler job, but mm-hmm. like she did a great job. I think.
Great
for the character
in this
that
movie?
She. Yeah, for the character that she had to play.
I'd say she's good for Sandra Bullock. Yeah.
I think Blind Side fit her, so I wasn't.
Yeah,
I didn't mind her in Blind
it
Side.
It seemed in
I,
place.
Well, yeah, but that's just.
It
that's
doesn't
her,
seem in place.
Yeah, she's movie. like a lovable. MILF next door kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
And that makes sense.
Makes
for
that's
her
character. This one where, you know.
She's supposed to. Yeah, in a movie where she's supposed to be, like, more cerebral, I'm going to have a hard time believing the guy, like, the woman from The Blind Side became, you know.
Oh,
like
yeah.
A,
especially
super
when
scientist.
She's doing the whole thing when she's going back. The reentry really bothered me a lot.
She just. Cheesy. She doesn't seem very smart.
No, she just doesn't. I think that's probably part of it. She seems simple.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah.
She's just like a person they take off the
but
street.
Yeah, yeah.
That's her personality. I mean, that's her appeal, though. That's why people like her so much.
Well, yeah, that's why it's so unbelievable when she's like a scientist they specifically picked up for her to fix the spacecraft.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, the Hubble telescope.
I wish they'd showed the Asian guy's face. That would have been pretty cool if they showed that guy's face. Except, yeah. like, you know, not with the big chunk through it.
That was a great shot.
That was a fantastic shot, yeah.
I really hope Best Director, too. I really hope he's gonna, because
director. I really hope so.
Yeah, but he's gonna get a run for his money with Wolf of Wall Street and maybe The Counselor. The Counselor's looking like a 50-50. It could be garbage.
No.
What about 12
Counselor.
Years a Slave?
12 Years a Slave, possible.
That's what I'm worried about. Like,
12 Years a Slave might win Best Picture.
I think it'll be Best Picture.
It just came out this weekend wide release, by the way.
Yeah, but it's not here.
It's not here yet. It's not Premier Cinema?
I don't think so.
The next two ones I want to look at, Captain Phillips and 12 Years a Slave.
Right. I could give less of a shit about
it. The soundtrack for 12 Years a Slave is just unbelievably campy.
Is it a...
It's Hans Zimmerman or whatever his name is. Okay. Yeah, it's really like over the top. Like, it really takes... It's like, people are commenting that it takes away from the movie, which is impressive.
Awesome.
But,
I want it to be, like, really, really goofy music.
I want it to be, like, a fiddle. Just ding, 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 you know?
It's whenever Stewie goes and plays, like, bluegrass.
Oh,
on
yeah.
With those hicks. It's just that.
That's great. Anyway, we digress. Let's talk 10-point scale, why you liked it so much, and then, would you recommend it 3D, you know, the 3D, 3D IMAX, 2D, wait till you see it, you know, in the...
At home.
So who wants to go first?
I could go first.
Why don't you kick it off?
I would give this, I would give this a 9.5.
Nice.
But I will say I gave Zero Dark Thirty like my last 9.5, I think. But I think I like Zero Dark Thirty significantly more. I don't know. It's just like the directing of Zero Dark Thirty is cool, but the directing in Gravity is like way better.
It's
but the acting in Zero Dark Thirty is way better.
That is true.
Than Sandra Bullock in
that is true.
In this
well,
one.
That's also more of an ensemble cast kind of sort.
Yeah,
of.
Yeah, and plus that movie's like twice as long.
Yeah, it was a good. It was a great movie.
Fantastic movie. Yeah. But yeah, I would give it a 9.5. I really did like it. I would recommend seeing it, you know, in any medium. But if you can, IMAX 3D, regular 3D, and then regular like screen 2D, and then home in that order.
Yeah, I'd have to say.
Oh, and I just want to say, like, I know it was pretty nitpicky about like all the sciencey stuff, but I think it added to the theme because I think the overarching theme for the movie is something that I read like I didn't read it, but I like heard about people talking about it before, but I can really see it after watching the movie. Mm-hmm. Is that it's kind of like a story about Genesis, not like the Bible Genesis verbatim, but it's kind of like the Tree of Life, where it's the telling of, you know, kind of. A more meta story about how, like, you know, civilization comes to be. And the reason why I liked Tree of Life is because it kind of did an entire span. Because you have, you know, the very beginning with, like, you know, the planets forming to, you know, the shots toward the middle where you have, like, everything's frozen over. And then the end when you go into kind of like an infinite realm, you know, when they're on the beach and stuff.
Right.
And this one, it doesn't go that far. I don't think Alfonso Cuarón was trying to.
No.
I think he was just trying to focus more specifically on, like, the birth of, like, a civilization or what have you. Because, like, there's a bunch of, like, really, really unlikely probabilistic things that occur.
Yeah.
Like, all this stuff. Which is why I think the sciencey stuff isn't that big of a deal. Because he's not trying to make, like, a documentary. It's a movie about, in large parts, about, like, randomness and probability. And then it's, like, all these incredible things occur to allow her to return to Earth. Which is part of the reason why I also like the end, because she has trouble walking, which would make sense because your muscle atrophies in space.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of like, you know, like a child taking their first steps kind of thing.
Okay, sure. Okay. That's interesting. I actually have a different take on that whole theme.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of do too.
Okay, let's. So. You want?
But I mean, I think that's the cool part.
That's
of
a
the
good.
Movie.
That's cool part. That is cool. But I'm going to go with that. Is a really good interpretation for someone who has a brain.
Right.
I'm going to go with the mainstream interpretation.
Ours is probably.
I'm going to say like the human spirit and resilience and like going back to Earth. What are you going to say?
Oh, mine's different than
Is yours going to be like
good.
The going back to reality type of thing?
No. It sums up in her story of driving.
Oh, the driving.
That you're driving, you're moving forward overall to overcome obstacles.
So, like, yeah.
Oh, with her about driving.
With her character,
yeah.
So she's basically, she has to move in a certain direction to keep on overcoming obstacles.
Sure.
And it's basically the will to live.
Yeah.
By moving a straight line.
I guess it's kind of the sort of the same thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Progression.
But that's, I think it's like, you know, it's not uber deep, But I think that's what they're trying to get across too. For like people are like, especially when George Clooney, the ghost Clooney, comes in, right. And he's like, "Hey, you know, you could give up now, but you know,
yeah, that
would be like, lame.
Stay don't up here forever.
Don't you think that would be lame? Come on, I mean, don't want to be
at
lame,
that
right?
Part,
Sandy?
You know, it was an okay scene, but at that part, I was like, okay, thank you for whacking me over the head with it, right?
Yeah, that was
if Sandra Bullock said it, it'd be much, much worse.
You could tell when George Clooney came in that everyone was surprised, and they thought that actually happened in the theater.
I was surprised he was going to be there like that, and then, like, I knew it was fake because, for one, I didn't think he was going to survive. But, two, when he opened the chute, that's all the oxygen going out. She should have been dead.
No, I wasn't.
She was still like
her,
that. I thought she had died. Yeah.
Well, honestly, I thought it'd be funny, like, if he was alive, and she's like, "Don't open the door," and he did, I'd be like, that'd be hilarious.
She would be dead.
It would have been cool if she died.
And George Clooney.
And, and the rest of the movie just followed George Clooney and being awesome.
That's an alternate ending to Gravity. He's going to get that's going to be in the Blu-ray.
That's what I thought. I was like, you know, everyone was like, "What? I can't believe he found her."
Yeah.
It's like, no.
No. I was right when he did that, I was like, she's either dead or this is a dream.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, right?
Like, she has to be hallucinating at this point.
Yeah.
Which would make sense. I mean, low oxygen.
Yeah, so anyway. Did you want to give your tally, or did you want me to go first, Jeremy?
Oh, for
like on a
1 through 10?
And then, like,
it doesn't matter. You could go.
Okay, I'll go. Okay. You gave it 9.5.
Yeah, I gave it 9.
And I would agree with your 9.5 if Sandra Bullock wasn't in the movie. I'm giving it a straight up hardcore 9.
Okay, that's still
which
really good.
I think I gave Zero Dark Thirty a straight up 9.
Yeah, I think so.
And that was good. I like Zero Dark Thirty. The substance is better, I would say. But
I like Zero Dark Thirty for watching a movie.
Yeah.
I like a Gravity for like
the movie experience,
being immersed in the movie.
Right. For the movie experience, like when you're not watching a procedural, obviously, when you're watching Gravity.
Yeah.
It's a popcorn, like, this is what a big mainstream movie is what's supposed to happen.
Yeah,
like, if it's done well.
If this came out in the summer, it would fit in right
executed perfectly.
All those other.
I'll give it a 9, except for Sandra Bullock, because that would have been a 9.5 or a 10 as far as like perfect 90-minute action flick.
That's true.
That's the thing.
Yeah, there are more explosions in Gravity than I think anything. Like, there's probably more explosions in Gravity than Avengers.
Oh, yeah. You know, but Superman beats him for explosions. Superman beats everyone. That's a garbage movie.
I didn't see it.
A garbage movie. But I will say, I would want to see it. I would watch it 3D. IMAX 3D if you can. But I would really try to get it 3D and watch it on the big screen at the very least. Because when you're watching, like, on my TV or, like, on your computer screen, the debris coming at you is like, oh, that's going to suck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not, like, it's coming right the fuck at you.
Yeah, it's very different. Especially, I think the thing that, was the most immersive for me are the scenes whenever, the direction will go, like, you'll see Sandra Bullock, like, floating in space, and it'll, like, get nearer and nearer, and then you'll go into her helmet, and then you'll look out of her eyes. Those are the coolest for me, because that gives you the entire depth of field and space around her. Mm-hmm. Like, it just feels, the movie feels enormous.
Oh, the mix of claustrophobia and agoraphobia are just amazing.
Basically, far away shots show, like, how alone they were.
Oh, and just, like, man in the universe in general, this person getting flung.
Yeah,
uncontrollably, and she's not fucking stopping.
Yeah, no,
that's the best part.
There's nothing to stop except for a bunch of debris
and
she
farts.
Unfortunately, doesn't hit.
I know,
or doesn't hit her.
Yeah,
which is like another theme I think of the movie is just having control.
Oh,
of your
life. Can see that. Yeah, control in general.
Basically, having control, because when you're flipping through space, they didn't have control, but she
kind of like randomness versus
basically and stuff, like, that she had control, and then she had to try to survive.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. So let's hear from you.
What was your
Jeremy?
Point?
What you got out of a 10-point scale?
I would say 9 for the same
straight
reason as you.
Yeah. I mean,
straight
it's,
9.
It's a strong 9 recommendation. I think.
Right.
What did you give to Children of Men? Do you remember? I don't remember.
I think I gave it an 8 or 8.5.
I think I gave it a 9 or a 9.5.
I think I gave it an 8 something because it was pretty long for me. It's a long movie.
I would say at least 40 minutes longer than this one.
I thought it was 2.5 hours, Children of Men.
It might be. I can't remember.
Have you seen
exactly
Children of Men?
I have. Yeah. And I would give it a lower score than this movie.
This movie was really good.
I like Children of Men more.
I would say that just because I didn't like the ending very much in Children of Men.
I like the ending for Children of Men. That was
okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, like, going, you know. But that movie was good. Great mm-hmm. cast again.
That was a great cast.
Yeah, but I think I really,
if they had Julianne Moore as Sandra Bullock's character, perfect. I kind of thought that that's what he was going to do.
Oh, okay,
but the other people in line for Sandra Bullock's was Blake Lively and Scarlett Johansson.
That's the confusing part with Blake Lively. Maybe, like, how the fuck would that even happen?
Yeah, that would be sort of the story about like having a kid and stuff.
Well,
would
she probably would have, they probably
get knocked
it'd probably be something different.
They would have had to scientist. Change it.
They would have to change it. Like she had a sister or something.
And Natalie Portman they offered without even an interview and stuff after Bloodsport.
Oh, awesome! Well, awesome.
Yeah. I mean, she can get any job, right. But she's gonna do Thor, too.
God, but damn it!
That's gonna be entertaining, man.
That's
She's just going to be really entertaining. I didn't watch the first Thor movie, but all the Avengers movies are really entertaining.
The Thor movie is on Netflix. It just doesn't intrigue me.
Me neither. Yeah. I didn't like Thor very much.
Oh, you saw it? It was in that.
Not really.
It got like an 80 something on Rotten Tomatoes.
I would say I like that the least out of any of
the dude who
other.
Does all the Shakespearean the dude that does all the Shakespearean stuff directed it. So that's
Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah, so he had a big kind of boost from that. Is he doing the second one?
No, it's not. I don't know who's directing it.
I just don't find his story arc is not interesting to me. Thor? Like the hammer, you swing it around.
Like meeting Thor for the first time and like his entire world of Asgard, that's cool. But after that, Thor doesn't really have a whole lot of interesting stuff.
I just don't like the fact that the second one is going to be like you're going to team up with Loki again. I'm tired of Loki.
Gods. Yeah, I wouldn't really like
Loki. Is not fun.
No, it's not.
But that actor's really cool.
Yeah, he has a really good Owen Wilson impression.
Oh yeah, I heard that too. That was awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd say let's sum it up. Jeremy and I both give it a strong 9. You said 3D as well, or
I would say I didn't see in 3D.
You saw
I
in
just
2D?
Saw in regular IMAX.
Oh, you saw
2D.
IMAX. There was a regular IMAX 2D.
Right.
Yeah, there is.
Oh,
I saw Fantasia like that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Was that good?
It was good. I do see how 3D would have added stuff.
Shit. Now I just feel like, I thought you guys saw it IMAX 3D.
No.
Jeremy just blew my fucking mind. You don't even know. I thought it was exclusive IMAX 3D.
No. It's IMAX. There's an IMAX 2D also.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Right. But I'm sure it was really cool in IMAX to see it so big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you still do get a depth of field kind of.
You really do.
The screen is so fucking huge.
Yeah. Okay, so you saw it in 2D and you still liked it fine.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it's not like watching it in 2D or watching it in the future like at home or something like on a small TV. That's not going to really detract from like how epic and awesome the movie is. It's just you're going to feel a little bit less like inside of the film.
Yeah, I mean, when I was sitting there, I was very happy.
Yeah.
I was content
Plus
to
they
be
got
in
better.
Space.
By the way, if you haven't seen 3D in a while, they have a lot better like glasses now.
They're comfortable.
They're just nicer.
They're comfortable.
They're like a lot bigger too. Like, you don't have the shit where... like you'll have empty spots or like it'll hit it, like you'll have the pieces of plastic like the edges in your face that didn't happen.
Solid. So that's a 9 for me and Jeremy and a 9.5 from Sam.
Yeah.
Which I could agree with. We just didn't like Sandra Bullock as much.
I thought she was fine.
All right. That's awesome.
Except that one part before re-entry.
Oh, that was so bad.
This is really cheesy.
But hey, overall, movie was fantastic.
Yeah,
another
really
actress could have sold those lines.
Another
actress.
I don't think so.
Blake Lively could have totally sucked it up.
Blake Lively, just looking at her.
Yeah.
No, you're just looking at her.
Just say XOXO Gossip Girl. everyone shoots themselves.
Well, she'll burn up in the atmosphere. She said that.
Yeah. There's too much hot air coming out of her mouth.
Ooh.
Well, thanks everybody for listening. We really appreciate it. Tell us what you thought about Gravity after you go see it. Assuming you can go and see it, though.
For sure.
Thanks a lot for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.